This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the show. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. We're getting some suggestions from the Rutherford Institute on what to do when and if the door-to-door vaccination crew comes your way. What do they call themselves? The squad or something like that?
I don't know. I need to come up with some sort of trendy name for these. You know, there needs the. I need a descriptors. The something knockers, right?
They're creepy, whoever they are. They're coming.
Something knockers, all right.
They may be coming to a door near you. In some places, it's already started. North Carolina, Charlotte area, they've started going door-to-door as of this past Monday. And maybe it's happening where you are. If this has already happened in your neighborhood, give us a call, 603-283-6160. Yeah. What happened? How did you handle it? How did it go?
It's super important to me that everybody come together and not allow this to occur. Once you allow something like this to occur through a government agency, as benign as it may seem and they may make it out to be, it's not going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Once they have a force of people to go door to door to do whatever it is they say they're going to do, they're only going to increase the budget for that particular thing to continue and use it for more and more and more purposes. Once you let this cat out of the bag, it's not going back in the bag.
That's what I was trying to point out to when he was pointing out the boiling the frog thing. It really is about your response. If you let them keep going, they will take another step.
They'll go as far as you let them.
Exactly. If you stop them here, then it stops here.
So according to Mr. Whitehead in this article, you don't even need to answer or open the door in response to knocking or ringing by a government agent. And if you do answer the knock, you can stop speaking at any time. You also have the right to demand that government agents leave your property once the purpose of the visit is established.
Now, as I understand it, Rutherford, they've got attorneys, right? So this may actually be legal advice from attorneys.
I am reading from an article, so I am not an attorney, but
I'm not either. I don't know if this is legal advice in every state, but from what I understand, it's good information.
This seems to be on par with the same things that they say if you don't want, like, a census taker to come to your house.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It seems to be the same type of information. So you do have the right to demand that the government agents leave the property once the purpose of the visit is established. Government officials would not be enforcing any law or warrant in this context, so they don't have the authority of law to remain on the property after a homeowner or resident specifically revokes the implied license to come onto the property.
John Whitehead is not only the founder of the Rutherford Institute, founded in 1982, but he is also a constitutional attorney.
Nice.
So it's good to know.
So, the same things apply to, well, anything, right? A traveling door-to-door salesman, they have the implied license to be able to walk up to your front door and, give a knock or ring the doorbell.
Unless you have
or whatever.
No trespassing signage up.
Unless you have signage up, right.
And in fact, there was a time here in Keene where we sent notice that no government agents were allowed to come on this property without advance permission. And I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure that actually had an effect. Because the government code enforcers had been coming around, and they didn't come back after that. So posting notice may actually have an effect on these people coming to your door. I can't guarantee it, but wouldn't hurt to try it. Like, you could put up a sign like, no government people allowed, or something like
right,
that.
Right, yeah. Yeah, if you collect a paycheck from governments, you are not allowed.
Well, now, some of these people are volunteers. So even if you're volunteering from the government.
And they still at that point are agents of the government. Right?
Yes.
So you can, if you have a sign that says no government agents, or if you want to be specific, no jab knockers.
That's a good one.
Ooh, no jab knockers. Yeah, that's good. I like it.
By the way, tonight it's Ian here.
Peakless Mountaineer.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
Continue. Go ahead.
So when the government's actions go beyond merely approaching the door and knocking, it risks violating the Fourth Amendment, which requires a warrant and probable cause of possible wrongdoing in order to search one's property. A government agent would violate the Fourth Amendment if he snooped around the premises, peering into windows and going into other areas in search of residents.
Although, as you pointed out in the last hour, Captain, there's something called a welfare check or a wellness check, which basically gets them around all those rules. Yep. All they have to do is say, somebody called us and said you may not be well. So you might be ill or something, you might be dead or whatever in your apartment or your house, and now we're going
to
come in.
Well, those rules usually apply to the police, though, rather than just unpaid volunteers for vaccination.
So all they have to do is send a cop around with them.
Right. But, hey, I mean, always make them work for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you're going to tie up police resources, that's how many fewer speeding tickets that they don't get to hand out.
Sure.
Or at least make them sign into legislation the tyrannical laws that will allow them to do this.
Yeah, the thing is, they can lie and they can say, somebody called us, and then let themselves in on a welfare check basis. And then, of course, your recourse systematically is to go to court and get a lawyer and make them produce evidence that somebody called, and if they can't produce it, then it'll get tough. But they can still do the thing without any actual provocation or any actual evidence, if you will, in this case.
What if it's the actual bureaucrat who's calling the police? Does the person calling the cops actually have to know you? Or can it be a total stranger who's just at your door like, this person's not answering the door, and I'm here for their wellness?
If you have children, it can be an anonymous tip.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and we were talking about the death of empires earlier, and this is one of the signs. I mean, we are at the point where there is no reasonable expectation that you will ever see court. That you will ever see a fair court would be too much to ask, but that this will ever actually end up in court and you can have your grievance heard. So, I mean, that is the indication that your civilization has lost its ability for law and order. Because there's no telling how long anything will take you to get through.
Civilization hasn't lost its ability. It's the folks who consider themselves in charge. Right? It is the entity known as government, for lack of a better term. It's these people who declare themselves your rulers that are the ones taking advantage of everybody.
Well, and that's the unfortunate thing, is that the power of force will never go away. Like, you don't lose the ability to do things by force.
Right.
You do lose the ability to do things by conversation, which is what courts were supposed to be.
But like, institutionalized force is where it goes awry.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it should be pointed out, and this is to your point, Ian, that some judges believe that placing no trespassing signs or taking other steps to impede access to the door is sufficient to negate any implied permission for government agents or others to approach your home, but this view does not have general acceptance. Mm-hmm. I think he's speaking legally.
Mm-hmm.
While in theory one can refuse to speak with police or other government officials during a knock-and-talk encounter, as the courts have asserted as justification for dismissing complaints about police investigative tactics, the reality is far different. Indeed, it is unreasonable to suggest that individuals caught unaware by these tactics will not feel pressured in the heat of the moment to comply with a request to speak with government agents who display official credentials and are often heavily armed, let alone allow them to search one's property. Even when such consent is denied, police have been known to simply handcuff the homeowner and conduct a search over his objections. And we've seen that repeatedly.
And then you got to shake it out in court.
Second, there is the danger inherent in these knock-and-talk encounters. Although courts have embraced the fiction that knock-and-talks are, quote, voluntary, unquote, they are no different from other door-to-door canvassing. These constitutionally dubious tactics are highly intimidating, confrontations meant to pressure individuals into allowing police access to one's home.
Yeah, even if they don't have cops with them.
Right.
Because at this point it's being promoted as, we're sending the volunteer, what'd you call him, Jeb? What was it? Jeb?
Jab knockers.
We're sending the volunteer jab knockers to your door because they care and they want to help. You know, they may not have the police there the first time, but right. That doesn't mean it's not intimidating for the average person because they will have somebody there with some sort of government identification because they'll be going along with someone from the Department of Public Health or whatever, because you can guarantee that there's going to be a bureaucrat who's along for this ride. And for a lot of people, that's a scary thing, having to deal with someone official.
It paves the way for warrantless searches.
Well, yeah, and then maybe they'll come back with the police officer. Maybe if you don't consent, then they try round two with a nice friendly officer standing at the nearby. More coming up here. This is Free Talk.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. We've been overarchingly discussing what's going on with the door-to-door vaccination attempts.
Jab knockers.
The jab knockers, as Peakless Mountaineer put it. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. We're getting some suggestions or maybe even advice from John Whitehead over at the Rutherford Institute. Who the hell was Rutherford anyway? John Whitehead's the founder.
He was one of the U.S. presidents,
was he?
I think.
Well, you might also be reminiscing about the old black and white television show Leave It to Beaver, where there was a character named Lumpy Rutherford.
Really?
Yeah, he was always the smarmy guy. He was like, my Mrs. Cleaver, don't you look nice this afternoon?
I didn't know where our friend Lumpy got that name from.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Very good.
No, I'm thinking of Rutherford B. Hayes. That's what I'm thinking of.
So you can join us here. Like I said, open phones all the time. You can bring up anything you want. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts and then more suggestions on how to handle door-to-door these jab pushers as we continue. We've got Joe calling us from Pennsylvania, watching on DLive. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. So, yeah, well, first of all, yeah, the COVID door-to-door stuff, obviously, screw that. You know, that's awful. But, yeah, I had a question about yesterday you had a guest on who was from the NSA, right?
Yeah, formerly.
He wasn't giving us a visit from the NSA.
Yeah, I suspect the visit would have gone quite differently had he actually worked with the NSA.
Given the visits that other government organizations tend to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, his name is TJ the Spy. What about him?
Well, it's funny, the history of your show. I mean, you've had this guy as a former host, now guest, who worked for the NSA. You had Chris Cantwell, who's a federal informant. I mean, just how fed it up is your operation there?
Well, we've also had Adam Kokesh on several times, and he's a former Marine who apparently took part in torturing people while he was enlisted. So,
yeah, people can change, I think. Thank you, Joe, for the call tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. We've had a lot of people on this show over the years. I don't even remember how many dozens of co-hosts Free Talk Live has had at this point.
The thing is about the people that this caller mentioned is that all of them have changed over the course of time,
mm-hmm.
in one way or another, some for the better, some for the worse, mm-hmm. Depending on your perspective and your outlook on things. So if you don't give people the opportunity to change, well, then what good are you? I had to change in order to arrive at the conclusions that I have about freedom and philosophy and all that kind of stuff, because I used to be, under the covers, man, in the dark. I was completely brainwashed, if you will, by the system.
Sure.
You were undercover?
not in that way. Not in the way this caller would imply. But I was certainly under the spell, if you will, of
the state.
Of the state, of the brainwashing that occurs. All of the things that they taught me about, like, what freedom is supposed to be, and America stands for this, and the Constitution, and blah, 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 blah. Like, I just bought it all. I tended to ignore politicians, but when it came to renewing my car tabs and paying taxes and it's just a thing you got to do, and it was almost the kids today, they use the word adulting. Right. And that's it felt like, well, guess that's what you got to do when you're an adult. And they use this once you become of age and you have to start doing the things, well, you're an adult now. Well, no, you're not. You're just really submitting to slavery is what you're doing at that point.
Your new master.
Yes.
Regarding feds or whatever, potential informants, et cetera, being on Free Talk Live, I mean, we're part of an activism movement.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't personally believe Chris Cantwell was an informant when he was living here in Keene. I understand he did end up informing to the FBI regarding when he became a white nationalist, but by that time we'd kicked him off the air here on Free Talk Live because I don't want my co-host to be racist. That's just not what I want, and that's what he had become. But I think he was honestly just an angry guy. I think he was just an angry libertarian who was being watched by the feds.
Yeah.
Because when he came here, he was talking about, he was dancing around the subject of killing cops, for instance, and guess what? That's going to get the feds interested in what you have to say. And so I think he's always been closely watched by them. But the feds have been closely watching the Liberty community here in Keene and New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. We're all extremists.
Yeah.
Don't you know?
They've been investigating us for a long time. So there's no doubt that they've had informants coming through here. How many of them have made it on the air with Free Talk Live? I don't know. How am I going to know? Yeah. I mean, they come here and they make their way into the community and they probably want to find out what's going on. They're hoping something violent's going on, and they end up finding that nothing violent is actually going on. You know, there aren't any major drug dealers here. Yeah, nobody sold some weed at one time. Our co-host sold some weed. And they arrested him for that, and then they tried to turn him on us, and they tried to send him wearing a wire into the Keene Activist Center, and he refused to do that. So,
you mean to say, Ian, that there's people here in the Liberty community that you know, value freedom on principle, and they live their lives according to principle?
There are. And,
wow.
And look, maybe we've actually had, inadvertently, federal agents sitting on this show as co-hosts.
Hey, we welcome them to call in anytime they like.
Anytime. And look,
as far as we know, this guy Joe's a fed.
Well, he might be. Whether they're getting the message of freedom by listening to the show, because we know there's people monitoring this show out there. That's a fact.
We're surprised that there aren't more, but whatever.
We know there's federal agents monitoring this show. But maybe they're sitting in the studio with us. Either way, if they're I'm not alleging anything.
I was trying to look into a mirror. All I had was my phone.
But maybe, you know, if that's the way they come across the ideas of freedom is by sitting here and, you know, talking about them with us, great. You know, maybe at some point they'll come to the conclusion themselves that what they're doing is wrong and that they should resign their position and, you know, actually get a respectable job somewhere, start doing something peace-oriented.
Do something, you know, for... That aligns with the philosophy of freedom.
And yeah. I'm a big believer in the power of redemption. And it's one of the things that I really appreciate about our culture is that we seem to have some of that just sort of woven into the fabric of it. Is that, you know, you can screw up. You can screw up for a long time. But if you actually, like, stop, take a good look at where you are and where you actually want to be, realize, like, what you have done that has harmed people, and face yourself in the opposite direction where you're trying to rebuild what you have, what you've done, you know, that's what this is all about.
It's honorable, for sure.
I mean, we're really, what we're trying to do here is to redeem an entire culture. Like, this has been a violent, aggressive culture. I mean... The United States in particular has been the most violent and aggressive culture in the world, at least in terms of money spent on military, for sure. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the fact that what we're trying to do here is to reverse that, to say, okay, well, we've been going in this direction, but we can stop, take a look at that, and go, you know, we really don't want a global empire, and that's not really the values that we have, so let's turn that around, move in a different direction where we're actually building things up.
Yeah, and I don't blame somebody if they're working for the federal law enforcement, if they're actually, like, you know, investigating a murderer across state borders or something like that. It's hard to say that that's the wrong thing to do. But if what you're doing is investigating peaceful activists who have never done anything violent in their whole lives, you know, you're on the wrong assignment.
Agreed.
603-283-6160, and you're working for, no matter what you're doing, you're working for an agency that funds itself by the threat of violence. And that's just not, it's not okay. There's more coming up here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The largest of more than 70 wildfires burning in the western United States has become one of the biggest in the history of the state of Oregon. the bootleg fire, which has been burning in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest for nearly 2 weeks, has scorched more than 280,000 acres. Firefighters say they've been able to get it 22% contained, but add that a combination of gusty winds, low humidity, and dry vegetation on the forest floor has provided the fire with an abundance of fuel. The bootleg fire has so far destroyed at least 21 homes, with authorities listing more than 5,000 as threatened. And the death toll in a series of floods in Western Europe continues to rise as more than 160 people have been reported dead in Western Germany and Belgium. Days of heavy rains sent many small rivers overflowing in the region. Authorities in both countries say it may take several weeks before the full extent of the damage is known. Areas of southern Netherlands also experienced heavy flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News. A king who has ruled in Africa since he was 18 years old is seeing his power threatened like never before. Mike Fortier explains.
King Mswati III, in power for 35 years as Africa's last absolute monarch. The 53-year-old rules over Eswatini, formerly Swaziland in southern Africa. For the last 6 weeks, though, protesters have been calling for democratic reforms. They're upset over living in poverty while the king and his 15 wives live lavishly. The king calling the protests satanic. He's accused of using violence against protesters, at least 50 people killed, and over 150 protesters hospitalized with injuries. Security forces using tear gas and water cannons on protesters Friday, several arrested. The U.S. State Department calling for the king to exercise restraint and maintain the utmost respect for human rights. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And three of the Texas Democrats who fled to Washington, D.C. to stop Texas's controversial election reform bill have tested positive for COVID-19. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Join us here on the radio. The number is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. And you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Have you missed a moment of the show? It's no biggie. You can just go and download it. Get whatever archives you want there at freetalklive.com. And now on Odyssey, we are not only streaming live, but we've had archives up on Odyssey for a long time. We're paying even more attention to it now because it's even more relevant now than it's ever been with the big tech crackdowns going on out there. So visit our video site over at video.freetalklive.com. That URL will take you right over to our page on Odyssey where you can watch us live or you can watch us later on. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And the Captain.
And for a long time, people in the Liberty Movement, people who are individuals that reject the initiation of force and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, they've wanted something like Liberty.menu. It's a directory, basically, for freedom lovers, people who want to advertise their business and find out what other businesses there are out there run by people that care about liberty, or maybe digital content that you're the creator of, or perhaps you're an event coordinator and you want to promote your event. This is a website that allows you to do that and do it for free. Over at liberty.menu, you can use code FTL, get a special listener badge there. We can't give you a discount because it's free to use liberty.menu to put the things up there that you're involved with so other people find out about them. That's liberty.menu. We're going to go to the phones, to your calls and thoughts. First up, he's Sam on the line in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Go ahead, Sam.
Yes, there's a lot I want to talk about, but I wanted to cover about ADT, Vivian, Sonoma, Guardian, I don't think people realize after you sign on to those agencies that monitor, it's the feds and the local law enforcement. They monitor people's homes and businesses, you know, through the surveillance cameras. And they're not telling the whole truth about how everything, how they are monitoring, because they're using drones and satellite to monitor the community. But not only that, they communicate with homeowners. And when they communicate with homeowners, they're basically getting homeowners involved. I'm not just going to say, for example, with me. My company's Handyman Sam Mace Construction. And they had put my son's felony guns and drug charges because I turned some of those guys' names in. But they sold my company, my criminal record and everything to all these other agencies. And when I'm working on a customer's house, you got law enforcement calling through ADT customers that I'm working on, telling them criminal lies, telling them set out
TVs,
and things like that. And then not only that, they also, you know, you was talking about informants through probation and parole and immigration throughout the last 5-6 years when you was talking about terrorism and crime and things like that. You got the military, you got the FBI, all of them grouped together, and I heard some of the things that, Glenn Beck and all of them was talking years ago. But they got together, and they finally went ahead, and they're doing everything under the Patriot Act, and then they also exposed the abuse of the Patriot Act that violates all your privacy rights and using phone conversations to set up entrapment. And even entrapment and intimidation has been approved to be used to set up entrapment.
So, Sam, I'm curious just about what you said there. You work on people's homes, and you're finding out that their home security companies are calling the homeowners to let them know that a felon is actually at their house. Is that because they've got some sort of active monitoring going on, and somebody at a call center is watching a video camera, and they're like looking at the side of your truck? I mean, how else would they know, you know, that you're there? What is your speculation on how they know you're there?
Well, the thing is, the feds are using my phone conversation. The state police, all of them are monitoring phone calls, conversation. All that was approved 2012 and 13 that they were going to do that. Mm-hmm. And so they know my, you know, who that I deal with, and they're doing everything under the Patriot Act. And that's why I said I called before and said that they put a gag order on ACLU because they put a false gun charge on my ex in 2010-11. And I was putting everything together for a lawsuit, and then I got over like 50-something tickets, and they were using drones. And you can see it on my Facebook.
Hang on just a minute, Sam. Let me take a stab at this. Ian, I think what Sam is saying is that they're finding out who he's doing business with through Sam's own conversations.
They're monitoring,
right?
Is what he's saying. And some scary stuff, Sam. And it's not impossible. I mean, certainly based on what Edward Snowden said in 2013, there's a lot of potential spying going on out there. And I know you said he had a lot to talk about, but we're here 7 nights a week, so I want to invite you to call any night. You can talk about more stuff, but I got to get some other folks.
I do want to just add that he mentioned home security companies monitoring your house, mm-hmm. and how feds can and do tap into that. That is also true for Amazon Ring.
Yes,
you've got
time.
The doorbells that, you know, you buy from Amazon, and also, Echo, and what's the other?
The Amazon things.
All the Amazon things.
Thanks, Sam, for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue. We've got Tim. He's on the line. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Tim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, just calling about the cryptocurrency thing and how that it's. After you put your information in on your income tax form, that's the first question they want to know, whether you've been messing around with it or not.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I mean, the government goes from completely ignoring cryptocurrency to now it's the first question on income tax forms. If they don't consider this thing to be a threat, I mean, that's pretty clear evidence that they are, right?
Most definitely. And, you know, the debasement of the currency is the first thing that happens in the end of a society.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the last thing that happens, don't you?
No, tell me.
Invasion.
Now, who do you think is going to be invading?
We're not being invaded right now?
I mean, to me, the biggest threat is the federal government and state police and local cops. I mean, those people have already invaded. And
they you're invade talking our, about, like, locusts? Or
they invade our homes on a regular basis and invade our privacy and our freedoms. What were you thinking, Tim?
Well, I'm just saying the southern border, for starters, probably even the northern border.
I've never had anybody from Mexico or Canada actually be a threat to me. That's not to say that there aren't gangsters that are crossing the border, because obviously there is a war on drugs, and so the gangs are encouraged to come across the border and sling drugs because, you know, they're prohibited. So if we actually had the end of the war on drugs, then I don't think we'd have any dangerous characters coming across the border. You just have people looking for a better life, don't you think?
But we have an orderly system to make that all happen.
Well, that system's garbage.
You got people at the front of the line there who've been waiting for years, and they're
well, screw that system. The system sucks. It's run by the federal government, and it's unfair, and it's the antithesis of freedom to say that you would have to ask permission to come to a free place.
Well, we're not really free. You know,
I know, right? So why would you want to embrace more restrictions?
Well, there has to be a limit on things, right?
Why?
The lifeboat gets too full.
Don't you think the market can set its own limitations, like by prices going up in certain areas? Like if all the houses are sold all of a sudden, like we're seeing here in New Hampshire, for instance, the prices go up, and that is on its own a limitation, isn't it?
And there's also individual preference to consider, right? Now, some individuals prefer to live in crowded areas amongst many people. Other individuals prefer to live in remote areas where there's not very many people, and all sorts of in between. So individual preference plays a huge part in deciding whether or not a place is full.
Yeah, that said, though, Tim, I think you are right. The government definitely does want people to think of immigrants as the enemy, because if you're busy thinking about immigrants as the enemy, you're not thinking about the government as people as the enemy, as the actual threat to freedom. And so that's how they divide and conquer. They keep people thinking that, oh, well, this group over here is trying to get one up on me. And when in the reality is the people calling themselves the state, the federal government, they're the ones who are getting one up on you by screwing you left and right, taking all the money they can possibly get away with taking and making you an obedient surf.
And a lot of people are concerned with immigrants because of the welfare that gets spent. But, I mean, okay, welfare is like, what, $380 billion? And how much did they just give to the corporations? Over, what,
trillions?
Trillions of dollars? So, I mean, it's a drop in the bucket.
Thank you, Tim, for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. It's an important issue. A lot of people are concerned with immigration.
It's just another boogeyman for them to fill your head with stuff to be scared of.
Right. It's a war on immigrants. It's a war on terror.
That way you turn to them for safety.
If there's some immigrant that could come over and take your job, well, you need to get new skills.
No doubt. 603-283-6160. You can join us here on the radio. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Equals Mountaineer.
The Lord, Dr. Reverend, Captain Kickass is also here.
Phones are busy, but we still have room for you if you want to jump on here. You don't have to talk about the door-to-door jabbers.
Needle knockers.
I love that one.
We just came up with that during the break. Needle knockers.
The needle knockers. And for now, they are just knocking, supposedly. But will it get worse? Will it become more coercive?
I'm sure they'll needle their way in there.
I hope not, but...
You have a point.
Only time will tell. 603-283-6160. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. First up, he's Joseph, listening in Spokane to KXLY.
Yeah, do you have contact?
Huh?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is Joseph. I have over 1.2 billion views on my phone per day worldwide. My real name is Emmanuel. This door-to-door, what they're going to do, right now we have the right for privacy of our medical records, and they have no right to force a vaccine on us under constitutional law.
Oh, God, he's got his radio on in the background. Joseph, I told you to turn that thing down, man, and you still have it on.
Because
it'll make you really confused when you hear yourself 7 seconds later as you're still trying to talk to us. So say that again.
Okay, right now we have the right for privacy of our medical records, and to vaccine us under a forced vaccine door-to-door violates our privacy rights to medical records. Also, our First Amendment right to religion and freedom of speech still stands. And by them, we, the people that don't want the vaccine due to our First Amendment right to religion under the mark of the beast, it's bioengineered, biomicrochip, pathogen, enzyme delivery system, for the biomicrochip mark of the beast. and some people agree, but most people agree with me. They studied it, they investigated it, and they found out it is biomicrochips. And Biden wants to force it all on the free, rich, and poor, every man, woman, and child, as fast as he can, because the end time is here.
Well, whether you believe that or not, I think you can have a religious objection to simply having your body violated.
Yes.
You know,
right.
It doesn't have to get into end times or anything like that. And honestly, it's none of their business what my religious objection is, if I have one. So I do fully support your right to object to this on those grounds, and you know, just because you own yourself. Thank you, well, Joseph, for the call.
And mRNA vaccine, you know, quote unquote vaccines, these mRNA injections have been described as sort of a biological software platform.
They're writing, rewriting your DNA,
yeah.
Right?
They are reprogramming the cellular membrane. So, I mean, is that a biological microchip? I don't know.
It certainly is something unprecedented in our time.
Yeah, and I'd like to just take a phrase from elsewhere and apply it, well, consistently across, you know, all things, and that is, my body, my choice.
Right.
We hear this surrounding the abortion thing all the time, but if you apply that consistently, you get, oh, well, it's up to each individual to make their own decision whether or not this is something they want.
Oh, and surprise, the liberals aren't applying that consistently at all, right? Because they believe it when it comes to abortion, but not when it comes to the vaccine.
Yes.
Well, anymore, I don't even think that's why they believe in abortion. Because if you had that belief, then surely it would show up literally anywhere else. Because seriously, like, people who are on the left, I don't know a single area of life in which they consider it to be your body, your choice.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Michael's on the line in Connecticut watching us on our Odyssey feed, which you can see at video.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Michael.
Good evening. I wanted to say for the record that my body is not the property of the state.
Nice.
And that I have every right to refuse this injection.
Here.
I have an interesting conundrum. I live in an apartment, and I work in about 70 hours a week with both my jobs.
Mm-hmm.
If for some reason they come knocking on my door and I'm working, are they going to assume I'm in there and just bust in?
Good question.
Or that's a very good question. And
even
with both, and with both my jobs, I know a number of people who took the injection reluctantly, and they're horrified at these vaccine passports and these whatevers that are going around.
Are they talking about that at all in Connecticut? I know that New York has a vaccine passport, so-called health pass or whatever, that they're trying to roll out. Is there any talk about that?
I haven't heard anything yet. Yeah, sorry, I haven't heard anything yet,
okay.
Although we have one of the highest, I call injection, you know, percentage rates in the country right
really?
Now.
Really?
And I don't know. I mean, that's one more reason I'm interested in getting out and take a renewed interest in New Hampshire.
Yeah, we're right next door, bro. Just
yeah,
about.
So, and, you know, it's funny. You know, one of my jobs, I do housekeeping with the elderly, and most of the employees there took the injection. It's not mandatory, so I'm kind of in the minority on that.
Mm.
But it's just, I always bring up, you know, I always have my opinion and I just bring up alternative therapies, and unfortunately everybody over there, you know, like they have all the mainstream news, you know,
total indoctrination constantly.
Total indoctrination.
It has an effect on people. There's no doubt about it. You know, if you get the chance, come on up to New Hampshire. People come up at all times. You know, it doesn't have to be during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's always something going on. There's a calendar of events. I think the Free State Project links to one for the entire state. So there's always something happening where you can come up and meet people and connect with folks. Michael, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. Hey, look, this what he was talking about is a real thing.
Yeah.
There really are people who have differing beliefs about, like, religion and things like that, but they come together on this a similar belief, which is leave me alone-ism, right?
Mm-hmm.
The idea of we should be free to live our lives the way we want to. We're not hurting anybody else, so leave us alone. This sort of libertarian ethos of non-aggression, and that's what brings us all together. People have come from, in your case, Pekulis, you moved up from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
You came from Washington State.
I did.
And I came up from Florida. People have come around from as far away as Russia to join this movement here because they realized, and this has been going on since like 2003.
We had some European folk, British accents, that type of thing at Forkfest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's harder for those folks to make it here, but some of them are doing their best to get here through all the stupid immigration BS that they have to go through. Well, because
it's only going
to
get worse.
Right, because mm-hmm. it is getting worse, and it's getting worse at a seemingly faster clip all over the place. So if we can bring people together who have a similar mindset, who actually want to achieve some freedom in our lifetime, then maybe we've got a chance.
And about the ability to come over from Europe and the vaccine passports, so I have definitely heard that they're instituting them in France.
Oh, yeah. All of Europe is instituting the health
all
pass.
All of Europe is, okay.
27 countries will have it rolled out by mid-August, and I think 21 of them were already done as of the first of this month.
Yeah, because I always figured that they're going to roll this out in the EU long before they do it in the U.S., because it's just a different kind of personality.
Well, they just, in France, Macron there, the president, had recently announced plans to require this so-called health pass, which is either physical, like a physical printout of a QR code or an app that will not only be required as the EU has required it, it's for going from state to state within the EU, from country to country, but it's also in France, at the very least, going to be required to go to a restaurant, or to go to the cinema, or to go to a sporting event, or to go to pretty much anything where anyone else from the public could be. Now, there are protests.
So, yeah, they'll probably institute that level of it throughout the rest of the UN before they start really trying to... through the EU, before they start really trying to roll it out here.
That's what I suspect is going to happen, and hopefully we'll see some states refuse to roll this out simply because they feel like it will be unpopular enough amongst their population. But definitely, you know, the government is watching. Government people always keep an eye on the most oppressive places to see what they can get away with, and then they roll out their version of it. In France, Reuters is reporting today on more than 100,000 people marching across the country to protest against the plans to mandate the health pass in all these different places. So
how about a couple 100,000 more?
Yeah, well, it's a start, and it sure as hell's a lot more than we've got here in the United States.
Amen.
So, you know, if there were 100,000 people protesting at any point, you know, I don't think it was even cumulatively there were 100,000 protesters in the United States over the last year. But it seems like people here seem to be even more obedient than the people in the European Union. At least they are willing to get out into the streets when they're told something, you know, to do something they don't want to do.
Disobedience to me seems to be the only way out.
Yeah, non-cooperation.
Yeah.
Refusing to obey in large numbers.
Yes. Yeah.
And it helps if you got those numbers together.
Yes.
And if you're spread out, they're just going to cut you down. So that's why I say check out New Hampshire. Go to move.shiresociety.com. You can learn more about, you know, getting here. And honestly, you should get here sooner rather than later, because before you know it, they might make it so you can't leave.
And if you can't get here, then get a community together that believes what you do where you are.
Easier said than done.
Yeah.
There's the Freedom Cells, which kind of helps with that.
Yep.
Check them out at freedomcells.org. There's more coming up. Hour 3's on the way.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.